All right, everybody, put your thinking caps on. Here we go. It's always Lisa's birthday when I get that call. She's got no money for a cake. She's way too drunk to walk. Lisa's had more birthdays than there are sad country songs about trying to love two women and only taking one girl home. It's a good thing that her dancing shoes don't run on gasoline. She could cry up Texas in one night the way she feels that beat. If I don't find one under the bed we make love on, she's lighting leaves of scandals, they'll be burning all night long. Good evening, Jim Beam. Good night, all you socialites. Don't wait up for me. I'll be out way past the time the scene's no sight to see. Cause y'all don't live with Lisa, and she don't stay with me. Lisa's had more birthdays than there are sad country songs about trying to love two women and only taking one girl home. If I get older and Lisa keeps on turning 21. That's still so new, nobody knows it. Isn't that great?
It's beautiful, though. It's very beautiful.
It's a good time. All right, they're re-gearing us. That means we'll keep playing. If they just keep bringing us cold beer, we'll just keep playing. How about that? Are y'all having an okay time? By the way, that good-looking man that keeps handing us our guitars, he's actually not really a guitar tech guy. He builds guitars. He built these things. He built pretty much all the acoustic guitars we're playing tonight. He built right just down the street in Denver. And his name's Scott Baxendale, and he's a fine man, and he's been out with us at least 2 weeks, and he bought a bunch of his guitars, including the ones that he built for us already that we owned, and we're all ordering more. So anyway, I just want to thank Scott. He's been out with us for a couple weeks, and we've had a lot of fun, and I know he's back home, and we're going to be leaving him behind tomorrow, and because he's got more guitars to build. And we got more shows to play. But at any rate, we just want to thank him. So give it up for Scott Baxendale, who built all these beautiful guitars. He told me when he handed me this guitar, which we played at Red Rocks last summer, and I bet some of y'all were there. And he handed me this guitar backstage, and he had built it just for me, and he told me that there were songs in it, and he wasn't kidding. We pretty much written all my songs on the new record on this guitar, and I'll probably be writing songs on this guitar when I'm an old man. But this next song I'm about to play, I wrote on a really shitty guitar on stage in Auburn, Alabama, on Friday the 13th of 1992, March. And I meant every word of it at the time, and even though I don't now, I still like it. It's called Nine Bullets. Here we go.